Hi, this is Randy Barnes from the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, Hope Services. Today I have a guest with me, and I'm going to have him introduce himself.
Hi, Randy. Thank you for having me here today. My name is Blake Stambaugh, and I am currently the SSA Director for Hope Services.
Okay, tell me, what is an SSA?
You know, Randy, when people ask me what I do for a living, I say SSA or Service and Support Administrator, and I always get this strange look. It's generally easier for me to just say that I work in case management at Hope Services. Our job is to link individuals and families to needed services and supports.
Okay, recently you were promoted to the director of the SSA department. How's that been?
Well, it's been an interesting 3 months, that's for sure. You know, I've said since before I assumed this role that I was blessed to work at Hope Services, and being in this new role, that feeling has increased. I'm in the SSA department at the Henry County Board. We currently employ 9 full-time SSAs and 1 full-time technical support person. Between these 10 employees combined, there is over 200 years of experience in the field. To say that we are fortunate is an understatement. The knowledge, compassion, and dedication that these 10 people bring to the job shines through in the relationships that they've built with individuals receiving services and their families, and this has been extremely beneficial for me as a new director.
All right, maybe give me a quick breakdown of all the steps required to help a person with DD to become eligible for services.
Okay. Well, reaching out to us at Hope Services is the first step, and we can get you in touch with an intake coordinator to determine eligibility for services. SSAs are generally the people who will determine an individual's eligibility for county board services. So once the individual receives, or once the board receives verification of qualifying diagnosis, the Children's Ohio Eligibility Determination Instrument, or COEDI, or the OEDI, which is the Ohio Eligibility Determination Instrument, will be used against to assist staff in determining an individual's eligibility. Once an individual is found eligible for services, the county board shall identify an SSA for each individual, and the SSAs will be the primary point of coordination for the individual and will work with these individuals to develop a service plan.
Okay, an SSA is here to support the individual and the family. I've heard a little about person-centered supports. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, historically, ISPs have attempted to address health, welfare, and risk by including languages that reference level of supervision. With person-centered planning, we are now beginning assessments that offer us a comprehensive understanding of the person. Using person-centered planning, SSAs, in conjunction with families, will develop, review, and revise an ISP and ensure that the ISP reflects services and supports that ensure health and welfare, but also assist the individual with engagement in meaningful and productive activities. It's also imperative that the service plan supports community connections and networking, and that the plan supports the individual to improve his or her self-advocacy skills and increase the individual's opportunity to participate in advocacy activities. These plans should also identify and address what is important for and important to the individual. So important to is what really matters to the person and or his family from their perspective. Important for is the help or support they need to stay healthy, safe, and well. We are usually very good at describing and delivering what is important for someone. For example, what medication the person needs, how they must be positioned, how to make sure they are clean. What is usually missing is what matters to the person, how they want their supports provided, and a balance between the two.
Okay, where in the process do the private providers come into the picture?
Right. So when an individual is receiving board services, or once an individual is found eligible for board services, they have the right to choose any private provider that can provide services in Henry County. SSAs at Hope Services assist with coordinating this by offering assistance with accessing the DODD website to look at the list of different providers in the county and coordinating any interviews or meetings that need to happen.
All right. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, first off, Randy, thank you for having me here today to talk about what SSAs do. It's always nice to give a brief overview of the services that we provide. Also, I've talked about how fortunate we are in Henry County to have the employees that we do in the SSA department, but I can't end this interview without recognizing how great our other departments are as well. Hope has an amazing supported employment department, senior and adult services program, Special Olympics program, early intervention, and transportation. In addition to these, our business department, human resources, and administrative support staff also do a lot of work behind the scenes that doesn't always get recognized like it should. We're all in separate departments and provide different supports, but the end goal is always the same: providing quality services to individuals with developmental disabilities and doing the best we can to help people toward a safe, happy, and meaningful life. And finally, just a big thank you to the wonderful citizens of Henry County. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for their continuous support.
Well, Blake, thanks for being on today. If there's anyone out there who has a question about Hope Services or would like to help in some way, please call 419-599-2892. That's the Maumee Street office. Or call 419-592-0126. That's the Scott Street office. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the sponsors for making this broadcast possible. So until next time, make sure to get up, get out, and move. Where to stop it.
Hope it started up again.